Run it up, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode. today, we're going to be talking about a couple things. We're going to be talking about NBA and a little intro to men's college hoops. And just a brief little topic of NFL.
So, yep. Well, you want to still pick games, though, right?
We don't have to. We don't have to pick games for NFL this week. We can just kind of...
How about we pick, like, only the big games? Because that's what really only matters. Yeah.
All right. What do you want to start out with?
You want to start about men's basketball?
Yeah, sure. I'm done.
All right, cool. All right. So, pretty much, if you don't know, men's college basketball just started up a week ago or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we have some, pretty big surprises. You know, Michigan State nearly beat Gonzaga, and then Gonzaga stayed the same rank, which was, that was crazy.
Yeah. So, I got a quick thing to talk about. So, what about this team that has concerned some people, Louisville, losing their first two games to...
Yeah, wow, that was really
junior
weird.
Colleges. I know they're not, but, they're not great. They lost to... Bellarmine and one other that I can't think of the top of my head, but Louisville.
Yeah, but they were supposed to be good this year, which was really, really surprising.
Which, of course, we are saying this in the first two games of the season, but based on this start, it's not looking too good. But
not looking too good.
All right, let's do. I should do some picks of these two big blockbuster games tonight.
All right, cool.
So first one is Duke and Kansas.
Yeah, that'll be a good
game. Number six, number seven matchup, neutral stadium. So there's no. There's no fan advantage in this one.
Do you know where they're playing at?
I do not know.
Okay. Well, honestly, I'm gonna pick who I'm gonna think I'm just gonna win.
All right.
I'm gonna go with the. The Duke looks so good. I'm gonna have to go with Duke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to go with Duke too because I feel like. Kansas has lost a bunch of their good starters last year in the NBA draft, and I think people have been saying since Coach K left Duke that they're like nothing now. I think that they'll still be really good.
And, I don't think they'll be as good though.
No way as good. But like, I think they will still be better than what some people think.
I agree.
And then Kentucky, Michigan State.
Yeah. Is Michigan State ranked? I haven't checked.
No, I do not believe so.
Wow, really? They only lost by one to Gonzaga.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, they were playing on a boat, but, like, still.
They may be ranked. I haven't checked this in a little bit, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with Gonzaga here. I mean, whoa. Wait, what? Hold on. I'm going to go with Kentucky here. I don't know what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, Michigan State is not ranked.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to go with Kentucky. Easy win tonight, I feel like.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say easy win because every single time I say easy win, we lose by like 15. So I think Michigan State will still put up a fight because they did well against Gonzaga, but I don't think they'll do as good against us. I don't think they'll have two back-to-back games that good.
Yeah. All right. I have the NFL games up right now. We could just. I mean, I've already picked out who the good games are and who the good what the good games are. You want to just do that real quick?
Yeah, I'll do that real quick, and then we can hop over to NBA.
Yeah. Okay. So Titans at Packers is on Thursday. I mean, I would call this a good game because the Packers just beat the Cowboys last week. So yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the Packers. I think they found, in this game, I think they finally found a good wide receiver and quit Christian Watson.
Yeah, he had like three touchdowns or something.
Yeah, he had three touchdowns against the Cowboys. And I think people have already been saying this, but I think that game is a spark for Christian Watson. I think he'll begin to be targeted more and start to play better. Like, I think he might be targeting more than Alan Lazard at this point. And I think that he'll have another good game, and I think they'll beat the Titans.
Yeah.
In a close one.
So, the Titans are 6-3. They're the worst best team in the NFL right now.
Yes.
Because, like, they haven't really been playing good. They just, I think they just got lucky. And I'm going to have to go with the Packers here, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next we got Browns at Bills. Bills coming off of, like, losing two straight to the Jets and then to the Vikings. Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That Vikings-Bills game was best game of the year so far.
Yes. And one of the best catches in that game was Justin Jefferson, one hand ripping it out of the cornerback's hands.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. But
that was insane. Also, Stephon Diggs had one of his own, like, the drive before one happened.
Yeah, that was crazy. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I think the Bills will beat the Browns. I mean, the Browns are good, but I think that the Bills, coming off those two losses, will be kind of mad, and they'll play a lot better. And I thought they were
mad even before, like, when they were playing the Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, they looked like they were doing great, 24-10, and then kind of went down from there.
Just shows how good the Vikings are.
Mm-hmm.
And who the Eagles have beaten. Okay, speaking of Eagles, Eagles at Colts. Pretty good game, I would say.
Well, I mean, sure, I guess it's a good game. I mean, Jonathan Taylor and the Colts, I mean, Jonathan Taylor played a lot better last week, starting to look like what he was last year. For that one game, but
for the one game.
Yeah, but I think he'll play another good game this week. But I think the Eagles will bounce back from their loss yesterday, and I think they'll play good this week and beat the Colts.
Yeah, I think we're really mad. And honestly, okay, hear me out. I think this loss is making us better. Not just like, oh yeah, whatever, they lost, they know how to prove their mistakes. I genuinely think that made us better, because if we didn't lose this season going into the playoffs,
y'all would lose the divisional.
Yeah, we probably would have lost, because half of our team doesn't know what pressure is. I mean, like, they played, yes, some of them have played in the playoffs, but, like, they play against Tom Brady and the Bucks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so we kind of knew that we weren't going to win. But now as, like, the one seed, I mean, I'm just assuming, you know, unless the Vikings can take that.
Yeah.
But right now we are the one seed because we did beat the Vikings. But, yeah, like, I feel like we could take the Super Bowl now. I feel more confident after that loss.
Yeah, I mean, sure. So, I'm just going to have a quick thing about yesterday's game. So, y'all, coming from an Eagles fan, yesterday y'all would probably say, we lost that game because the refs had terrible calls. And you would probably disagree with that. But
we played so sloppy yesterday.
Yeah, your offense was horrible yesterday. Like, I don't mean to be, like, mean, but, like, y'all's defense, I mean, not defense, but offense was not on point. Like, y'all had two fumbles, back-to-back drives, interception on not a stupid pass, but a not smart pass to A.J. Brown. And then...
Yeah. Well, A.J. Brown should have caught that. Did you see that?
Well, yeah, he caught it.
It bobbled out of his hand. And, yeah.
But, yeah, y'all just looked really sloppy yesterday. But I think that's kind of going to be a one-game kind of thing.
Yeah. All right, hold up. By the way, talking to the viewers right here, while you're at it right now, I mean, we're, like, in the middle of the podcast, I'd say. I don't know, close to somewhere. If you're listening somewhere, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, give us a 5-star rating. It would really help, and it could expand us to a bigger audience. Also, sorry about last week. We couldn't find a time to film. We were, like, super busy last week, so yeah.
Yeah, this is a quick note there.
Yeah.
But you have any other games in store for us?
Yeah, we got some more games. Jets at Patriots. I'd say this is a good game just because the Patriots are 5-4. They have about 500 record.
The Jets are going to win. I mean,
they're going to smoke them.
I don't know about – I don't think they're going to smoke them, but I think they'll beat them.
I think they'll smoke them. Okay, so this is – I wouldn't say this is called a good game, but this could be like an underdog win game. Lions at Giants.
I don't think the Giants are really that good. I mean, I believe in them. They have Saquon Barkley. That's kind of it. Like,
yeah, but their defense has been playing, like, amazing.
Yeah, their defense has been playing really good, but on offense, they really only have Saquon Barkley, but I think that the Lions will win against the Giants. I think that they'll
Wow.
I think they'll find a way to beat the Giants this week.
Wow. I have the Giants. I think they'll win pretty good. Wow. Okay, I'm surprised at that. Okay, next we got probably the best game, unless you count another game that we'll get to, the next game. Cowboys at Vikings. I am watching this game.
Yeah, so I'm saying this because I want the Vikings to lose.
Why?
I don't even know.
You just hate Justin Jefferson?
No. I have rethought my decision. I never said I hate Justin Jefferson. I just said I did not think he was the best receiver in the NFL.
Well, who is?
Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's up
there. Okay. Oh, yeah. My bad.
I mean, yeah. So, like, there are some others up there. But, like, he is one of the top, which is
obvious.
But
I really like him, and I probably would be biased if I didn't think of Tyreek Hill. Besides Tyreek Hill, he's number one.
Yeah.
But he's probably number two behind Tyreek right now.
Yeah, but so I think the Cowboys will play a lot better this week than what they played last week, but I think they'll still lose to the Vikings because it looks like the Vikings just look too good.
Yeah. The Vikings look amazing. Like, Justin Jefferson had an amazing week last week. And their defense, I mean, I know that the Bills scored, I don't even remember how much they scored, like 30 points or something like that. But their defense looked good.
Yeah.
Their defense looked good against the Bills, which was surprising because we haven't had one defense besides the Jets look good against the Bills this entire season. So, yeah, big surprise. All right, you want the next game?
Yep.
All right, we got Chiefs at Chargers.
I think the Chiefs offense, as always, has looked unstoppable. I think the Chiefs will win again.
Yeah.
But I think the Chiefs will win have a pretty comfortable lead against the Chargers.
Honestly, I feel like this, because it's a divisional game and how, like, competitive these two teams have always been, it'll be a close game, but I do have the Chiefs. You know, they're 7-2. I mean, their only loss has been to the Bills and a fluke loss to the Colts.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Colts, congratulations, Jeff Saturday. I wanted him to win so bad. I really like him. But, like, man, that was good to see him win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. You want to talk about the NBA now?
Yeah.
Did you say you had a topic or do...
No, I don't have a topic.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about the Lakers real quick, okay? The Lakers are atrocious. And I know...
To say the least.
Yeah. I know that Westbrook coming off the bench has been looking really good. And, like, sixth man of the year, probably. I mean, that's just what I'm thinking. For now. But, like, you know... They are playing so bad. Your offense cannot run through a 38-year-old man.
Yeah.
And, like, Anthony Davis is so injury-prone. Every single time a defender touches him, he grabs at his back. Like,
yeah.
Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't really understand. Like, the Lakers have looked so bad this year. And I don't really, like, they've... Like, after that, their first win, they're like, all right, we're going to gain this back. We're going to do a lot better. And nothing happened. Like,
yeah.
Like, really nothing has happened since. Like, they have not gotten any better. Like, Russell Westbrook has, like, led their team. And he, which, of course, he's done a lot better.
Well, I'd say LeBron has led their team.
Well, yeah, but still.
But not, yeah.
Not as, like. Yeah, it's more like it's Anthony Davis, too, because he's so injury-prone, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm eating right now.
No, you're good. Yeah. Just the Lakers, they've not looked great this season. And, all right, let's talk about the Cavs.
The Cavs? Oh, yeah, the Cavs. Ooh, I did not even think about them.
They have looked really good this season.
Yeah, they've looked so good.
I mean, like, they're up there with the Bucks.
Like, I mean, they're... so they did, like, go on a little, like, losing streak, I guess you want to call it. They lost, like, two straight games, something like that. Well, they went, when they went on the road, and it was all, like, back-to-backs and stuff like that. But they have looked amazing. Their backcourt has been so good, especially mm-hmm. with Darius Garland coming back. And their defense has been, like, top five, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, congrats to whoever the GM is over there. But, man, yeah. Yeah. I want to talk about the Jazz. So, last time when we talked about the NBA, you were saying, oh, the Jazz are looking pretty good or whatever. I didn't really buy into it. But they have, like, 13 wins or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know what I'm talking about.
Like, okay. Their offense is run like the prime San Antonio Spurs offense was. Passing mm-hmm. the ball, not taking too many isolation things like most of the NBA teams are doing right now. Because you want to know what NBA teams are doing right now? They're feeding their best player and trying to make him score all their points. But the Jazz don't have a best player.
Yeah.
Lauri Markkanen is their best player right now. Mm-hmm. Like, Lauri Markkanen is their best player right now.
Yeah,
the players have been playing great, but I really do think that the coaching has helped so much.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so I'm looking at this now. So the Jazz have lost two straight games. They're 10-5, which is bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're still one of the top teams, but I mean, these Cavs are absolutely like crazy like good. Like,
did they just beat the Jazz?
No, I don't think so. They beat the Timberwolves on Sunday, I believe.
Oh yeah, that's right.
No, sorry. They've lost to the Timberwolves.
Oh yeah, cuz Darius got on like 50 points or something like that first big one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Joel Embiid's, like, 59 points, which is crazy. And they almost lost to the Jazz.
Yeah, they won by, like, seven.
Yeah. But let's talk about the Timberwolves.
All right.
They do not look good. And, like, they were supposed to be looking good, and chemistry has been good. But they have not had the mesh together. Because whenever Kat and... Rudy Gobert on the floor together, they do not look good because they don't know what to do. Cavs been running the same offense for the same year. Now they have a different offense, and like,
yeah,
that kind of doesn't really revolve around him too much. It kind of revolves around Ant-Man, you know?
So, yeah.
And like, Cat was upset with Ant-Man because he's been eating like Popeyes after games and stuff like that. And like, they're all like, it's a joke and everything, but it's not joking to him. Like, he actually does do that.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it's crazy. Okay. Also, like, the Jazz don't have to tank because I think they still have their first round pick this year. Mm-hmm. But then also, they have the Timberwolves first round pick. And the Timberwolves might be, like, bad this year.
I mean, yeah, they're not looking too good this year.
Yeah. So, I will say this. I don't really want to talk about the Kyrie Irving situation right now.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about the Nets. KD has been looking amazing without Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons, okay, whatever. You can do your thing. It's kind of like a fit thing right now. He's fitting well with KD, I feel like.
Yeah. Which,
you know, I think it's going really good right now. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have another team we want to talk about. How about the Celtics?
Yeah. I don't really know too much about them. So what about them?
Well, I mean, they're 11-3, better than the Bucks right now.
Oh, really?
The Bucks are 10-3. Yeah.
Well,
they're coming off of seven straight wins.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is
I went to one of those games.
Oh really? Oh, was it against the Knicks?
It was. Yeah, I went to Madison Square Garden and saw that. That was an amazing game. I really liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. By the way, I still think the Bucks are the best team in the NBA right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, they had the same amount of losses as the Celtics. They just haven't played as much games. So, technically, I think that... Oh, wait, no. They'd be second behind the Celtics. But anyways, the Bucks have done this all. They've won 10 games and 3 losses without Chris Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
And which is crazy. That just shows that Giannis is the best player in the game today.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you could probably say, like, oh, Ja's been playing better, Luka's been playing better, Curry's been playing better. But you're wrong. I don't think none of those players really play defense as well as Giannis does, because Giannis is looking like Defensive Player of the Year this year, like, for now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he can't shoot, whatever, whatever, yeah. His ability to do so many things, his playmaking has been so good this season. Like,
yeah.
Best, he might be averaging a triple-double, honestly. I don't have my computer with me right now, but I would not be surprised if he is.
Yeah.
You got another team? Or no?
No.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Heat real quick, just because I know the Heat won last night, but they look so bad. Honestly,
oh, really?
I mean, we've only won by like 1 or 2 points every single time we've won, and we've only lost by like 5 points. And if we're gonna like suck this bad, might as well tank for Victor.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly. So yeah, I just want to say that. Do you want to talk about the NFL? Like, besides what we already said.
Yeah, sure. I have one quick thing. So, how is Cooper Kupp's injury going to affect the Rams? Out for some odd weeks.
4 weeks, okay.
Yeah, put on the injured reserve.
The Rams aren't making the playoffs.
Well, obviously. Now, they had a slight chance, and then it kind of went down after after Cooper Kupp got hurt. Because that's going to be, like, if they're lucky, they'll go 2-2 in that 4 week span that he's gone.
Yeah. Cerebral slump, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
And Cooper Kupp was really, like, Cooper Kupp was their offense, okay? Let's get that right. Yeah, they had Allen Robinson. He didn't do anything. And their running backs don't do anything. Like, Cam Akers, what are you doing? Wasn't Matthew Stafford hurt?
Yeah, he got a concussion. He wasn't playing Sunday.
Yeah. That stinks to be him, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And something else. Oh, yeah, Eagles lost, whatever. Who cares? Still going to win the Super Bowl.
Whatever.
Jets lost. I mean, oh, my gosh, I'm so dumb. Not Jets. I think they did lose, but whatever. Bills lost to the Vikings. That was the greatest game of all time. The
Jets had a bye, but whatever.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know. Oh, yeah, I should have known that. I had, like, 2 players on my fantasy team.
Yeah. Yes, the Bills lost one of the greatest games, like, in the past couple years.
Again.
Like, so, Justin Jefferson played absolutely amazing. Josh Allen, he sold so hard in that last. They had a chance.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They were at, like, the 30-yard line. He threw a kind of careless, like, desperation pass up the middle to Gabe Davis. And intercepted.
Yeah, and it got picked, yeah. And they also fumbled on the goal line.
Yeah, they also fumbled on the goal line. All they had to do was snap it and knee it at the 1-yard line, and they won the game, and they didn't.
Yeah, they got greedy.
Yep.
And Dalvin Cook played good, too. I forgot to say that.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook played really good, too. But, yeah, I just – that was just – that just kind of showed how good the Vikings really are this year. Everyone was like, I mean, they were good, but it never looked like they were really, really good until they played the Bills.
I've believed in them in a couple years now, and this year was like the year that I was like, okay, maybe they won't be too good. After the start that I saw them having, I was like, man, okay, I believe in them again. And now I really do believe in them. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to say I'd be scared if we play them in the playoffs, but like, I'd be a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're a clutch team.
Dang, are there any other games that were good? Oh, yeah. Cowboys and Packers.
Yeah, Cowboys and Packers.
What a game.
Christian Watson.
Yeah, Christian Watson, 3 touchdowns. And CeeDee Lamb went off, too. Thank you.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb played really good for what it's worth. And then Dak Prescott did not play good, threw 2 picks.
Yeah. Stinks.
But
actually, it doesn't stink because he's on the Cowboys, which Yeah. Boo.
Yeah.
Packers finally look like they got their groove again. I mean, after losing Devontae, they have not looked good whatsoever. And they, I mean, they drafted Christian Watson in the second round. Remember when the Lions traded up to get Jameson Williams or whatever? The Packers were going to trade up to get him the next pick.
Oh, really?
Like, they already had a deal done. Well, not done. They had to wait till that pick was up. But, and then the Lions swooped in and grabbed him. So, yeah. And Devontae right now, I mean, this he hasn't said anything. But he's probably wishing he didn't get traded.
Yeah.
And so the Packers would have gave him that money that came out. The Packers would have gave him the same money that he got. But he was afraid that Aaron Rodgers wouldn't play at the same level that he's been playing at. And obviously, he is capable of doing that. He just hasn't been able to because people that are catching the ball from him are pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do you got a game or no?
No, that's it for me.
The Bengals are on a bye week, right?
No, they're playing the Steelers this week.
But weren't they just on a bye?
What?
Weren't they just on a bye?
Yeah, they were just on a bye last week.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. That's good because Ja'Marr Chase has been injured, so that just takes another week off that he didn't have to play.
Yeah.
That didn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, hold on. I saw this thing going around. Every single team that beats the Carolina Panthers loses the next week. So, like, the Falcons beat them one time. They lost next week. 49ers lost beat the Panthers. They lost to the Falcons the next week.
Well, I mean,
and it's been every single week. So now the Bengals beat the Panthers. Now that means that they might lose to the Steelers.
So here's my thing. So this is the first game of the season, but Joe Burrow had 5 turnovers and we still almost beat them.
Yeah.
And
who are you talking about? The Panthers?
No, the Steelers. The first game of the season.
Oh, okay.
And, Joe Mixon played absolutely amazing. He'll play amazing again. But, I mean, TJ Watt's back, which stinks. But, I think we'll still beat him, though.
Yeah.
I think we'll break that curse of being the Panthers.
Yeah. But we looked really good against Panthers. Joe Mixon finally played good this season. Mm-hmm. But then also Joe Burrow has looked like a top 5 QB.
I mean, yeah.
And so I remember we talked about this over the summer or something like that. And I said that I was ranking my top 5 quarterbacks. Now this is during the summer, guys. So I mean, I'm not I had Patrick Mahomes at number 1, QB. Josh Allen at number 2. Aaron Rodgers, number 3. Tom Brady, number 4. And I decided to put Justin Herbert at number 5.
Mm.
Over Joe Burrow. But honestly, the way Joe Burrow's been playing, I switched that and Joe Burrow's number 5 right now. I mean, well, that list is entirely flip-flop. I mean, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are not in the top 5.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're number... I'd actually put Joe Burrow at number 3.
Yeah.
Then Jalen Hurts at number 4, and then Lamar Jackson number 5.
Mm-hmm.
How well they've played this year.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, I'm trying not to be too biased. I probably could put Jalen Hurts at number 3, but, you know.
Yeah.
And this Madden over already is still an 80, so. Stinks.
Well, I mean, that's all I have in store today, so I don't know about you, but...
Yeah. You want to talk about, like, college football playoffs for a little bit? Just for, like, a second, and then we can go. Okay, all right, we're back. I don't know if that last part got edited out or whatever, but we had to take a break for something. But now we're back. We're going to talk about college football right now. Yeah, so, yeah. It's like ASMR right now, man. I can't hear you. Yeah.
It's my time for a snack break real fast, but...
Yeah. All right, so Tennessee lost the last time we talked to Georgia, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, well, they beat Kentucky, obviously. But, yeah. College football playoffs was like this right now. They voted on it already, too. Mm. So, it was Georgia number one, Ohio State number two, and Michigan number three, right?
Yeah.
And then TCU four, if I'm correct. And then Tennessee's outside of number five. Oh, yeah, Alabama lost, too, which is just nuts. Forget who they lost.
Yeah.
They lost to, like, who did they lose to?
Alabama?
Yeah.
They lost to LSU.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, LSU. I guess LSU can make it in if they want, but.
Yeah.
I doubt it, though. Yeah, so, okay, new projections now. Georgia number one, because I don't even know who, they'd probably be playing, like, LSU for the championship game. So, Georgia number one, Ohio State number two, TCU number three, and then it's either between Michigan and Tennessee to be number four, because Michigan will have a loss if they lose to Ohio State.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think they'd put Tennessee in over Michigan.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I think they will too because of how they played against Alabama and LSU, who is a good team, and they destroyed LSU.
And yeah.
I think in just the primetime games, Tennessee showed up besides that Georgia game.
Yeah.
And I think, well, of course, this is depending on how badly Michigan gets beat, but assuming they get beat by a little bit, by quite a bit, I think that Tennessee will make it in.
Yeah, and then that way, Georgia will be facing, honestly, if Ohio State beats Michigan, they'll probably be at number one, so it would probably be actually, like, Ohio State number one, and then Georgia number two, and then TCU number three, and then Tennessee number four. So it'd be Ohio State going up against Tennessee, right? And then Georgia going up against TCU. Honestly, I don't really know how good TCU is because I haven't watched any of their games. So I don't really know like if they're actually good or they just gone against bad opponents.
Well, so, yeah, TCU played good against Texas.
But, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot they played.
Yeah, I watched that game. They played good, but I don't think they should be number three.
Yeah.
Or even in the top four.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not all going off been, of, like,
almost all their wins besides Texas have been from comeback, like, comeback wins.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that, like, I just feel like they should not be in the top four. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, not based off of records, okay? Not based off of records. But what do you think the top four should be right now?
I don't know. Probably Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee, and I want to say LSU, but I don't know.
What about Michigan?
LSU and Michigan are my two that are up there.
How good is LSU? I know their like quarterback is pretty good.
Yeah, their quarterback's good. They have that Boutte guy.
Yeah, that dude's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I think their running game isn't anything crazy, but
yeah.
Well,
they've always been a passing team.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think Michigan is better than them. I know they beat Alabama, but Michigan has just been looking so, so good. Like, honestly, it's hard to, like, even pick Ohio State over Michigan. But, I mean, Ohio State's really good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hey, I'm saying Ohio State's names right, not Ole Miss today. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was listening to that, and I was like, man, why am I so dumb? Like,
yeah.
What convinced me to say Ole Miss? Yeah, I don't know. Ole Miss lost to Alabama, right? So they haven't too good, I guess.
Yeah, no, they're nothing crazy.
Yeah. How's school been?
Well, I mean, it's been good.
Yeah.
I mean, school.
Yeah. Yeah, my school. Some of my classes are just so bad because, like, one of my teachers just doesn't know what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm on ESPN most of the time looking at stuff for this.
Yeah. You looking for what? The
podcast. I'm looking at stuff just, like, researching.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much it for today.
Yeah, for today, yeah. All right, as we're saying, please give us a 5-star rating on any platform that you're listening to. Really, really appreciate it. Sorry about last week. Hopefully we can film next week, and I'm assuming that we can because it's Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you going anywhere?
Uh-uh.
Okay, good. Yeah, sounds good. I think we'll be able to. Happy Thanksgiving. I don't know if anybody said is there a word that goes with Thanksgiving? Is it Happy Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay, Happy Thanksgiving. Have a good rest of your week. And I'm surprised you made it this far, but yeah. All right. See ya. Peace.
You.